Last night, a 76ers fan attended the team's first preseason game in South Philadelphia against a squad from China. He says he silently held a protest sign while fans of the Chinese team berated him. The yelling fans got to stay, but he was kicked out. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron has the story and backstory behind this confrontation.
So we have to skip over centuries of geopolitical history, but here are the basics. Anti-government protesters in Hong Kong have been filling the streets for months because of what they see as Chinese threats to their sovereignty. The Chinese government is mad. And when Daryl Morey, the general manager of the NBA's Houston Rockets, tweeted and quickly deleted a statement supporting the Hong Kong protests, China got even madder. China is a huge market for the NBA, and the government TV station retaliated by yanking games off the airwaves. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver decided to apologize. Kind of.
We are not apologizing for Daryl exercising his freedom of expression. I regret, again, having communicated directly with many friends in China, that so many people are upset, including millions and millions of our fans.
That semi-apology and other wishy-washy statements from NBA decision-makers caused a Sixers fan from Philly named Sam Walks to get upset.
And it really struck a nerve with me that the NBA is so willing to frame this discussion using Chinese government talking points and disinformation, basically.
Walks used to live in Hong Kong and has a lot of friends there, so he decided to buy tickets for last night's exhibition game between the Sixers and a team from southern China.
I thought I could cause a little ruckus and get people mad at the NBA, and that's what I was trying to do.
Walks and a companion brought a pair of signs. One said Free Hong Kong, the other said Free HK. Walks said they held them silently while sitting in their seats. They also wore face masks, the kind that have been banned for protests in Hong Kong.
There were some fans supporting the Guangzhou team that did not like what I was doing, and they kind of swore at me, and they said, like, F you.
Walk said security didn't do anything about those fans, but they did take his signs. And when he started chanting Free Hong Kong, security escorted him from the game while he filmed it all on his cell phone.
Six of all.
The Sixers and Wells Fargo Center say Walks was removed because he was, quote, disrupting the experience for other fans. Walks sees it differently, in shades of green.
Obviously, there's a lot of money at stake, but I don't care about that. I don't care about how much money the NBA is set to make or lose from China. I believe that it matters who you do business with.
This is a nervous hour for a sports league that drew 800 million Chinese viewers last year by its own estimate. And it's a sprawling global conflict that just happened to rear its head in South Philadelphia last night. Walk says he isn't worried about whatever happens to him here. He's more worried about his friends in the streets of Hong Kong. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.